For years, customer success has been talked about as kind of a feel-good concept. Better service, happier customers, nicer interactions. But what if CS was actually one of the most measurable drivers of ROI, operational efficiency, and adoption across the enterprise? Today's episode is about cutting through the noise. So we're talking about real data, the differences between companies that invest in CS versus those that do not, and what actually changes when CS is treated as a strategy instead of just a label. I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker On Air. Today, I'm joined by Joe Honasek, Head of Customer Success Americas at Esker. Joe works directly with customers across regions and industries, and he's been tracking what CS customers actually achieve, and more importantly, how. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, let's start with the basics. When people hear CS, many are still thinking it's just customer service with a new name. So how do you define CS and what makes it fundamentally different from that initial impression?
All right, great question. So customer success at Esker, what that means is we try to be proactive with our customers. Whereas on customer service side, it's more about reacting to problems when they occur. Where with the customer success and a proactive approach, our goal is to prevent those problems and to provide the customer with the tools they need to be efficient through their use of Esker, not just immediately after implementation, but for years to come.
And obviously, you've spent a lot of time looking at data across Esker customers. So when you compare CS customers to those customers who do not have CS, what differences jump out to you immediately?
Yeah. So in looking in terms of the real results that customers are achieving, if they're working with the Esker customer success team on the accounts payable side of thing or the source to pay suite, we find that our customers are anywhere from 40% to twice as automated as those that are not working with customer success. So it's really the guidance that we're giving customers that's turning into real results there. Likewise, on the customer service side, the data tells us that customers that are working with our customer success team are able to process their orders and respond to customer questions 40% faster than those that do not. So I think the proof is in the data.
And maybe zeroing in a little bit on that, let's talk about, I would say, speed to value. So what is that going to look like in practice? I guess maybe are there some individual examples that come to mind?
Yeah. So from a speed to value standpoint, you know, when a customer implements a new technology solution, there's always that initial period where productivity drops from what it was prior to implementing that technology. And then there's some amount of time that goes on before it crosses the line and becomes more productive. So for us, right in the beginning with the customer success team, we're going to focus on kind of shortening that period as much as we can by helping customers utilize the solution in the way that will, you know, maximize their productivity right out of the gate, and then to continue to see productivity gains going forward over time.
You know, and I mentioned a little bit in my preamble, but obviously return on investment is something that sales leaders and CFOs are going to care deeply about. How does CS change the ROI conversation?
Yeah, so really important piece, and that's definitely something that all of our customers are focused on. So really, it's as time goes by, making sure that the technology solution that our customers are using from Esker continues to evolve as their business evolves and continues to provide the ROI that it did the first year. It continues to do that in year two and year three and year four. As people in the organization change, new people come in, they need to understand this technology and be guided in the technology, as well as changes in the business. Maybe there are acquisitions or new regions that are added on to the technology. And obviously, the technology needs to evolve as our customers' business evolves to maintain and even grow that productivity over time.
I know that I've heard you speak on this before, but something that always has kind of stood out about this conversation and the value of CS is fewer support cases that are going to get created by a customer if they have customer success. That feels initially kind of counterintuitive, but could you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So as I mentioned right at the top, when we were talking about customer success being more proactive than reactive, one of the results of that being proactive is that, you know, we can anticipate problems or we see problems coming and can prevent those things from happening. Obviously, we can't prevent, you know, technology hiccups or glitches, and that's what the technical support team is for. But, you know, half of the cases coming into our support teams are not something is broken. They're trying to understand how to do something. How do I create this report? How do I modify a dashboard to see this productivity number that the CFO asked for? And those are the kinds of things that the customer success team does every day. And that, you know, eliminates the need for our customers to have to call support. In the support, people are focused more on broken things than, you know, answering how-to questions. So it's putting the right resources that matter in the customer's hands.
Okay, well, we've talked about the data, we've talked about some broad strokes here, but is there a particular customer example that comes to mind where the value of customer success was just so clearly spelled out?
Sure. Yeah, I recall not too long ago, we've been working pretty closely with a large customer for us, a customer that's big in restaurant supply. And they have many Esker solutions. I don't know if there's an Esker solution they don't have. So multiple teams within their organization, multiple people at Esker that they're working with, multiple departments at Esker that they're working with. So what we did is we took a couple of our customer success people that are most familiar with the systems they're working on and have been engaged with this customer for a while. And we took a trip down and visited with them. And what we found was that there were some newer people in their organization that needed some guidance in terms of best practices, how to help the software's AI learn in a way that was most efficient and would return immediate results. And as far as doing that on the accounts payable side, in terms of processing invoices, just from being there, a couple of days and working with these people, we saw immediate results in the following weeks in the data. So we took their invoices from having six touches per invoice down to four touches. And then on their order side, where they were processing orders, in just 3 weeks, we were able to help them double the number of orders that were processed without any human intervention whatsoever. So pretty quick results from engaging with our customer success team.
Now, the conversation so far has been around how this might impact your customers. Thinking internally, though, how does having a customer success team impact employees internally?
Well, employees love working for a company that cares about its customers, and Esker truly does. And the customer success team is the team that's focused on taking care of the customer. But every team has a role to play in Esker in terms of interacting with the customer and making sure the customer is happy, whether they're directly talking to the customer like customer success or not. But certainly we're on the front line, and when we have happy customers and we're taking care of our customers, addressing their needs anticipating their needs. People that want to work for a company that takes care of its customers and appreciates its customers, and that's Esker.
Well, a lot of Esker's customers, people we work with, are global. How does customer success help at that scale?
Well, we have customer success teams around the globe at Esker in various local Esker subsidiaries. So if we have a global customer that has needs in a local language or a local time zone, certainly we, you know, interact with our other customer success professionals in Esker around the world. About half of the customer success team at Esker is based in the Americas, and the other half is in different locations around the globe, from Asia to Australia to many countries in Europe. So, and they speak many languages and support customers every day in those regions.
Well, last question here. Let's keep it broad but straight to the point. If a sales leader asked you for one sentence to explain why customer success matters, what would you say to them?
I would say that customer success matters because it takes the apprehension out of making a purchasing decision by a CFO out of the picture, by guaranteeing that someone will be working with the customer in a proactive way to ensure their success, not just day one, but years down the road.
Well, Joe, this was incredibly helpful, especially for cutting through that misconception that customer success is just a rebrand of customer service. So I think a lot of folks are going to find this insightful.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. It was great to get a chance to chat today.
So for those listeners who want to better understand how customer success customers outperform when compared to those non-customer success folks, or want help framing that conversation internally, check out the link in the show notes. And as always, if you're interested in learning more about Esker, you can find us at esker.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.